Oh, doing so great. So, Darcy, we were just chatting before we came on air a little bit. You kind of enjoy the cooler weather that you kind of
We woke up this morning and we were like, oh my gosh, it is so chilly outside. It's such a 360 from Oklahoma.
Well, last year's judge was David Archuleta, and he was a little cold on stage last year, so we're hoping it warms up a little for you. It shouldn't be like this all day long.
I like it. No, I hope it doesn't warm up.
Perfect. So we got to ask you, because Dave and I were, of course, stoked when we were working with your agency and the talent group and everything about bringing you guys to this event. When you've heard about this, when they approached you and said, hey, Darcy, these crazy guys out in Wyoming want to put on this talent show and they want you to be a judge. I mean, be honest, what was your first reaction?
Well, you know, I had never heard of the vocalist, but I was honestly instantly intrigued, just because it sounded like a lot of fun, and I've never done anything like this before. But also, we really wanted to come to Wyoming, because this is my 49th state, my first time in Wyoming. So we were like, this is perfect. We have to go.
That is awesome. So first time in Wyoming. What's your experience been like so far?
Oh my gosh, it's been amazing. We've been hiking a lot. We took like a rafting ride. It was awesome. I mean, it's just beautiful here. It's amazing.
This is the good side of the state.
Yeah.
If you're gonna visit Wyoming, come to this side. Well, that's very cool. We're excited to have you. So, of course, singing ventriloquist. You since America's Got Talent, you've just taken the country by storm. I mean, what's that been like since the show and then selling and performing in front of sellout crowds all over the place?
Oh, it's been crazy. I mean, my life completely changed the night I won, for sure. And it's just, I mean, it's been about five years since I won. And I've been touring since I was like 13, 14. And I wouldn't trade it for the world. It's amazing. I've had so many cool opportunities and met so many people, and so many kids especially come to my shows and they bring their own puppets and like, you inspired me to try ventriloquism, Darcy. And I'm like, this is so cool to see the impact that ventriloquism made and the comeback it's made. It's been awesome.
So, I mean, obviously you've been doing this, you know, and you don't know any different, right, as a teenager, but I've always wondered, what's it like, you know, being a teenager and living the celebrity life like you do and having to travel everywhere? I mean, what's your take on it?
Well, I mean, I've tried to stay as normal and grounded as possible, and I think we've done a pretty good job about it. These two right here have helped me stay grounded, and my three brothers for sure. So, I staying home in Oklahoma and staying true to my roots and myself and throughout all this craziness has been, it's been a ride, but I think we've done a pretty good job. Yeah.
Of course, Darcy Lynn in studio today, and the two you're referring to are your parents, who are here with you as well. Yeah, so Clark and Misty, thank you for coming in studio as well today. So tell us, what is it like keeping Darcy Lynn grounded? I don't think it's too hard, is it? It can't be that bad.
No, it's not hard at all. She actually does a very good job keeping herself grounded.
Yeah.
She's stayed connection with her friends at home and church, and of course her brothers, you know, say, you're just Darcy, whatever, you know, so they help in that sense too, but she's really done a good job of doing that herself, honestly.
So as parents, I mean, what's your experience been with this whole thing, and what are some of the adjustments that maybe people don't maybe see or know about or think about when you have to enter this realm?
I don't know how normal this is, but the major adjustment that we made as her parents were starting this crazy touring business. The one thing that we didn't understand when Darcy was asked if she wanted to go on tour and take a show on the road, everybody got excited. And our first take was, we asked if she wanted to do it, and she said yes. And then we thought our job was to make sure she showed up to the theater on time. We had no idea it meant we had to build the show, run the tour, and build a business, which is great. We've enjoyed it. We just had no idea that that's what we had signed up for, and we had already signed up for it. There was no turning back.
Yeah, I mean, with my show, we've done about three different versions of my show, and you're looking at the producers. I mean, we created my show and produced it from the ground up, and it's been crazy. All taking on roles that we didn't know we had
or could
or had. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's very cool. Of course, speaking of tours, you've got a big one going on this year, the My Lips Are Sealed tour. What do you have coming up still with that tour?
I have a couple more dates. I'm going to the Alaska State Fair at the end of this month, which I'm excited. It'll be my 50th state.
I was going to ask if that was the last one.
Yeah, it'll be the last one. Very cool. I'm going to go to Rhinebeck, New York. There's a couple more I can't remember.
Well, I'm just glad we weren't the last state. Alaska. Yeah, we got it. Right? We got Alaska.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be fun. And then and then more to come in the future. We'll see.
Very cool. So let's talk about your puppets and the development of ventriloquism for you, because I mean, there's a ventriloquist. And then there's Darcy Lynn. I mean, you're just on a whole other level with the way that you sing. In fact, you posted something to your social a few days ago with you. You said you and Petunia were just messing around on stage during sound check.
Yeah.
And we were here watching that, knowing you were coming. Yeah. We're just like, it's not even fair. Right? How do you do this? And we shared it to our stuff. And, I mean, it's just amazing that when did you know that you could sing and be a ventriloquist at the same time?
Well, I think it took me a while to at least get it down decent enough to perform in front of a crowd, but I met a girl who did it, and then around 10, and so I started teaching myself how to do it, like in my bathroom mirror, just whenever I got the chance, and I entered a talent contest locally in Oklahoma with ventriloquism, the first time I ever performed live with it, and ended up winning that as a 10-year-old, and then I think that's when I was like, oh my gosh, people actually like this. I think I'll keep doing this. But it took me at least a month to get it decent.
A whole month?
Oh, wow.
Man.
Okay.
A whole month.
Yeah. Oh, my heavens.
How did you stick with it that long?
It's so amazing. And so that's kind of cool that now a full circle has been made, right? Because mm-hmm. you said you kind of started out with a small kind of hometown talent show. Mm-hmm. Now you get to kind of flip roles and be the judge. And so I'm curious, what's that
nervous.
Like for you to kind of be on the judge side? What's
I'm
advice
nervous.
You have, and what do you think about that?
I'm nervous. I don't know how to judge. I've never done that before. But, you know, I think it'll be an experience, and I'm just excited to hear everyone. And it's just going to be fun. We'll see how it goes.
Some really good talent. I'm glad you're judging. I wouldn't want to do
bet.
It. So.
I'm excited.
That's fantastic. So Petunia, she's one of your stars, right?
She steals the show.
It rained here a little bit over the weekend. I'm sure you guys got it where you were Jackson, too, right?
We hiked in the rain.
So there's, I'm a little concerned about Petunia and how she handles mud, because there's a little mud around the stage. So is Petunia going to be okay?
I don't know. You know, that's iffy. I get, you never know with her. It's hit or miss. She is hot and cold. She's a diva, so she knows what she wants. But we'll see. We'll see.
I mean, it's so cool how each of your puppets have their own unique personality and how you can bring it out with the voices. And how are you able to develop those personalities with each different puppet?
You know, it's just kind of like I already have a big imagination. I have for a while. And so it's kind of just like being a kid. You're playing with your dolls or whatever, and it's like, oh, you're going to be this, you're going to be that. It's kind of just as simple as that. I just kind of have come up with every single one of their personalities. And these, I keep going these two. And my parents, these two have had some input too, because we're all pretty creative. But yeah, I like to think they each have a tiny piece of me, but I don't know.
There's a unique story behind each of them. There really is, and how they were brought about, and how they have developed from the very beginning to now. In my opinion, I think Petunia has come a very long way.
I mean, some of them changed over the years.
Sure.
I mean, we've tried to like evolve them, as if, you know, to keep the illusion. But, yeah, Petunia changed a lot. She got a big head.
Well, everybody's so excited to see the characters, and I love that. I was wondering if there's an inspiration for some of those characters. It sounds like obviously there is. Where did the names come from? How did you figure out the names?
I don't know. I wish I could tell you, like, this is where this name comes from, but it's just like, I mean, for Oscar my mouse, I literally just looked up boy names and went through the list, and I was like, ooh, I like that one. Let's go with Oscar. Petunia, I don't know where that came from. I was just like, oh, I want to name her Petunia because she's sweet and nice. Not anymore. But no, I'm just kidding. And then Edna Doorknocker, I mean, that one's a wild one. Edna was interesting. I picked her up and immediately started working with her when I already had a voice and cracking jokes in 5 minutes. She kind of meant to be, you know. It's just like, Edna is very fitting. This, you know, I just wanted like an older kind of name. And Doorknocker actually was my ventriloquist coach's suggestion. Huh? Yes, I do have one. Ventriloquist coaches exist. But, yeah.
Oh, man. Darcy Lynn in studio today here on the Weekday Wake Up as we lead up to the vocalist singing competition tonight, 7 o'clock at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds. Recently, you were able to participate in something maybe off stage and on screen, right? And you were part of a production for a movie.
Yes.
And I actually watched that with my daughters, who were big fans of yours, because we knew you were coming at the time that was released. And we're in Horse Country, right? So they all kind of liked that movie. Tell us what that experience was like, to be an actor and to sing and do those types of things.
It was awesome. I mean, it was an incredible experience. I could totally see myself doing that more often. I mean, I learned a lot because I've never been in a movie before. But it was a very welcoming atmosphere, too. We filmed it in Oklahoma, where I live. And so for my very first movie experience, it was awesome. I couldn't have asked for a better one. It was so cool.
Well, I'm sure we'll see more of that kind of stuff in your future as your career progresses. But I wanted to ask you one more question as we bring it back to the vocalist for tonight. So we have 8 contestants, right? They're all battling out for $10,000. And we have numerous folks will be watching and voting. But there is going to be a judge pick as well. So one of the 4 contestants gets to move on based on what the judges decide. I'm curious, what kind of things would you say, you know, this is kind of what I look for in a singer or in a performer?
Oh, my goodness. I would say a big one is stage presence, for sure. Because, you know, it doesn't matter whether or not you're singing a ballad or an upbeat song. You know, you're telling a story through that song. So, you know, emotion and, you know, using your hands. And that's something I had to learn, for sure, because I would just stand there with my hands, like, next to me. And then, you know, vocal articulation and tone and pitch. There's so much. But I hate to talk like I'm an expert because it just, like, doesn't feel like I have that honor because I'm still learning stuff myself. But, yeah, I'm excited to hear everyone. We'll see how it goes.
7 o'clock tonight. Get the details at thevocalistusa.com. As Dave mentioned, there will be a video broadcast for the competition portion. But, Darcy, if people want to see you, they've got to be there in person. So make sure you come on out and enjoy the show, right, tonight?
Yes, please come. Please come.
Awesome. Darcy Lynn in studio today. Visit thevocalistusa.com for tickets and all the details. Darcy, it was a pleasure. Again, thanks for coming in early this morning.
Thank you guys.
You and these two that are with you today.
Yeah.
Clark and Misty, your mom and dad. Both of you guys, thanks for coming in also today. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It is the Weekday Wake Up Vocalist tonight, 7 p.m. at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI.
Running for Secretary of State is a great deal for Tara Nethercutt.